At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning, everyone. Joining us is Rod Wheeler. Rod is a former D.C. homicide detective. Rod, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Mary and Vince.
I want to talk to you about the local aspect of this, a terror attack that happened in New York, because the first person to respond was a local NYPD officer, Ryan Nash. He'd been on the force for 5 years. What can local law enforcement do to stop some of these terror attacks, or help prevent at least these terror attacks? It looks like it's going to be with vehicles now.
Right. Well, actually, you know, we've known about this methodology that ISIS has talked about for about the past 5 years. The FBI issued information whereby, you know, the playbook in ISIS now says that they're trying to get individuals to radicalize themselves and then using vehicles as weapons. So we know that. So what has happened? I think police departments, Mary, all across the country have done a tremendous job in trying to reduce the risk associated with people trying to use vehicles. And how have they done that? For example, at the Halloween celebration last night in New York City and in Washington, D.C., one of the things I noticed was that there was a lot of huge trucks loaded with sand and things like that to block these areas where somebody could try to use a vehicle. So again, we see police departments being very proactive in trying to stop these types of situations. Now, the situation yesterday with this individual in New York City is very difficult to understand at this point. Why? Because here's a guy that was in the country. He came in under the umbrella of the diversity visa program, which is a program that we really need to take another closer look at. And this was a program that started, I think, under the Obama or the Clinton administration. But this guy came in. He kind of stayed under the radar. He didn't really have a criminal history. So it's kind of hard to identify these, what's been known as lone wolves or wolf packs. It's hard to identify those types of individuals, Mary.
You've covered, as a deep former homicide detective, you covered, you know, murders, obviously. And when you cover a normal profile, somebody who doesn't fit the description of a terrorist, is it much more typical for them to have a criminal background?
No, actually it's not. And again, that's another good question. It's not typical for them to have a criminal background here in the United States. But see, that's the problem right there. These individuals come into the country under programs like the Diversity Visa Program or the Student Visa Program, and they stay under the radar. I mean, look at the Sarnia brothers. It was almost like the same thing with them. And so we're starting to see more and more of that. So we try to track those individuals. Now, the city of New York, they do a tremendous job, believe it or not, in their Homeland Security Division as far as tracking individuals. But obviously, you know, when you have a lone wolf like this guy yesterday, it's very difficult to track him. He passed the background check, according to recent reports, because he was a driver for Uber. So he did pass the background check. He did not have a criminal record, and there was no other indication that this guy would have conducted the way he did himself yesterday. However, you know, going forward, we're going to have to try to study this guy and people like him more.
You know, I want to go back to what you were talking about with the parade yesterday in New York, the Halloween parade. They had the trucks filled with sand, and we've seen that more and more. We've seen those being used for special events. You know, in the D.C. area, there are tons of parks. There are tons of open spaces where there are people, you know, enjoying it with their families and taking walks and jogging and biking.
Right.
It's just not feasible to have everything lined.
And those aren't scheduled events. These are just people hanging out.
Absolutely. And not only in D.C., but all across the country. I mean, in New York City and all of our other major cities. But there's a couple of things real quickly that I do want to bring up about this case yesterday. Number one, why did this guy select that particular bike path to attack? There has to be some correlation there, because if you think about it, with that truck that he had, he could have went to 42nd and Broadway and literally mowed down hundreds more people. Why did he select that bike path? Number two, why was it yesterday that he selected the day to commit this horrific act? And then number three, which I think is the most important, important, and I haven't heard anybody talk about yet, is the fact that this guy got out of that vehicle with two fake guns, but the guns look real. So this was clearly a suicide mission.
Right.
This guy did not intend to live. He didn't intend to survive. And you know what? That's why, Vince, he left that note inside the vehicle. It's being reported now that he left a note pledging his allegiance to ISIS. He did not expect to survive. So those are the kind of questions that investigators are trying to find out this morning as to what was it that motivated this guy.
Well, with that area, that path there, it was a beautiful day yesterday. That path there is a beautiful place to walk because it runs right along the river. So there, and it's right by a school. So, and it was the time when school gets out.
Exactly.
So there were a lot of people there. Also, it's in downtown Manhattan. It's literally blocks away from the World Trade Center. What was the World Trade Center? So there may have been a symbolic issue, you know, a symbolic connection with the World Trade Center there. Or, you know, listen, he may have just picked it because it was easy to get to right across the river from Jersey where he rented the truck. And he knew that there'd be a lot of people there at that time of the day on a gorgeous day. Well, and it's a big area.
Well, the difference maker here, Rod, is that he's alive. How important, as an investigation, it feels like that's of paramount importance when you're investigating this, but how important as an investigator is it when you have a live suspect?
Oh, that's very important. As a matter of fact, when I was following this story yesterday and it was first reported that this guy may survive, I said that's a good thing because now the investigators will have the opportunity to interrogate this guy, to try to get inside of his mind. You know, what was he thinking? Did he have any other accomplices? You know, this case, even though it happened over about 24 hours ago now, but, you know, it's still relatively fluid. The investigators are trying to find out whether or not he was associated with anyone else, any other groups, all these types of things. So I think as the week goes on, we're going to learn a lot more. But again, it's very important, very critical, Vince, that this guy has survived because now hopefully we'll get some intelligence to prevent these things from occurring in the future.
Yeah, this idea of a lone wolf attack, is it time to stop calling these lone wolf attacks, or is that truly what we're just going to see from now on? They don't have any allegiance to a group. They self-radicalize.
Yeah, you know, that's another interesting point, Mary. Dan Bongino, that's going to be on your show soon this morning. You know, I listened to Dan yesterday, and he raised some very good points. He talked about why these situations should not be called lone wolf attacks.
Right.
And I kind of agree with him in a way. I had never really thought of it from that perspective, but I think it is something that we need to look at. For right now, law enforcement, they do refer to it as lone wolf.
That's right.
And basically, that's only because these individuals right now do not show any affinity or any direct connection to some of these other groups.
A good point, Rod, and we're going to ask Dan Bongino about that in a moment. Really appreciate your stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. 6:44 now.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.